Welcome to the Pink Persuader on Mental Health, a podcast exploring mental health through honest conversations and lived insights. Hello and welcome to the first episode of my brand new podcast, The Pink Persuader on Mental Health. I'm your host, Dan, The Pink Persuader. Over my life, I've battled my mental health, suffering with depression, anxiety, overthinking, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts, as well as having ADHD. My knowledge of the subject doesn't come from books or courses. It comes from real lived experience and 4 years of supporting others with their mental health in informal talking groups with the charity Man Down. I've wanted to do my own podcast for a little while and finally took the plunge to do it so I can reach more people like myself that have or are struggling with the battles with their mental health. I've personally been through dark times where I didn't want to be here anymore, let alone want to get out of bed or face other people. It's a struggle, and it can be so lonely if you don't feel you can talk to someone. So my goal here is to connect with others so they can hear my stories and ideas around mental health and how I've learnt different tools to add to my mental health toolbox. So if you're listening, I'm so glad you've joined me on this journey. I genuinely hope you get something out of this podcast as I share my stories and lessons I've learnt along my journey. Today, we are diving into a topic that is incredibly important and often misunderstood: depression and anxiety. Mental health is a journey that many of us navigate at different points in our lives. Depression and anxiety are two common challenges, and it's vital to understand what they are and how they impact us. And most importantly, how we can cope and thrive despite them. Let's start by defining these two terms. Depression isn't just feeling sad. It's a mental health condition that can mess with your thoughts, feelings, and daily life. You might feel super sad all the time. You might lose interest in the things that you used to love, or have changes in your appetite and sleep. But you can also feel hopeless or worthless. Anxiety is different. It's when you have too much worry or fear. Some anxiety is normal, but when it starts to mess with your daily life, like causing panic attacks, feeling super nervous, or avoiding certain things, this is when anxiety can become a real problem. And these conditions can coexist, leading to a complicated emotional landscape. During my journey, I have dealt with both of these separately and at the same time. It can be a tricky balancing act because both energies can be different, but also can be so debilitating. Especially when they team up, you can struggle to find any motivation to do things, but also then start to panic because you aren't doing anything, and it can be a real battle inside your mind. If you've got this far, I'm sure you've probably related with something I've said or are curious to know more around depression and anxiety. So what might cause us to feel this way? There are many reasons we can start to feel the black dog on our back, like genetics, brain chemistry, and trauma. Even big life changes like losing someone, having a baby, or losing someone close to you. Sometimes even small daily stressors can build up and make someone feel anxious or depressed. The important thing to remember is that everyone's experience is different. Just because you view your problems as not as bad as someone else, it doesn't mean it hasn't affected you. You are not alone, and there's no one size fits all way to feel. So, how can we better cope with depression and anxiety? There's no definitive answer to this, but here are some more well-known and some personal experiences that have helped me to learn to cope with my mental health, especially my depression and anxiety. Practice mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness helps you to stay grounded in the present, which can help you to reduce anxious thoughts. This can be difficult to start off with, but if you can focus on it, it can be a useful tool to have in your toolbox. I've struggled with this at times, especially being mindful of how I'm feeling and sitting with certain emotions. And meditation, as someone with ADHD, it can be so tough to sit still and try and meditate for any length of time, whether it be 2 minutes or 2 seconds. But do what's right for you. If it's not right for you, then let's try some of the other tips that are coming up. Like staying active. Physical activity is a powerful mood booster. Whether it's a walk, a run, going to the gym, or dancing, moving your body can release endorphins and improve your mental state. Over the years, I've used different physical activities to help me with my mental health, like lifting weights. I found that really, really useful when I was struggling to really release a lot of the pressure that was in my brain. And I found that after I lifted a big weight, I felt the real endorphins coming into my brain and feeling so happy. At the moment, I'm running. And that is another powerful way to help your mindset. Because actually, I find a calmness and some real endorphins when I get to the end of my runs. And I get there and I'm like, wow, I've just done that. I've just succeeded in something. But I do find myself having set challenges when I do things like running. So this year, I'm running a half marathon. And I've posted it everywhere to give me some accountability to keep me going. Another tip, connecting with others. Sharing what you're going through with a trusted friend or family can lighten the burden. I found this easier when I started attending meetings at Mandow, a men's mental health charity aimed at trying to encourage men to talk about their mental health and break the stigma around it. This was a really helpful tool because actually it made me realise that I wasn't alone in all of this. I wasn't just some weirdo. I was actually just a man who was going through a tough time. And I learned to talk about it. And I've gone in the last 4 years of attending Man Down from not being able to talk about my mental health to being a TikTok creator about mental health to now recording my own podcast and talking about my mental health to God knows how many people that will listen to this podcast. It can help to talk. It's just understanding that actually it's not weak to talk, but actually it takes great strength to open up and talk to someone else about your problems. But it can be such a big help and it gets things out of your head, even if it is just for 5 minutes. But also, don't hesitate to seek professional help if you need someone with medical experience to talk to who can help you with medications or therapy. As well, another tool, set yourself some realistic goals. Break tasks into smaller steps and celebrate small achievements. This helps build a sense of accomplishment and control over your circumstances. Bigger tasks can feel overwhelming, so know yourself and be realistic in setting your goals. Because if you set too hard of goals, especially with depression and anxiety, you're going to feel it more when you don't achieve those goals. So try and find something that is much more manageable and give yourself a little win. Another big thing that can be a struggle with mental health is social media. Sometimes social media can amplify feelings of anxiety or inadequacy. Honestly, I'm using big words and I cannot say them. Consider taking breaks or engaging mindfully with your content. But as well, if you find creators that are really helpful to you or speak to you in a positive way, try and engage more with this, as it will encourage algorithms to show you more content like this. As someone that creates mental health content on social media via TikTok, I always try to include positivity and some funny material to try and help brighten that day when someone could be having a bad day. Always try to engage with positive creators because positivity breeds positivity. And if you're watching negativity, it will breed negativity. So let's be mindful about our uses with social media. And just remember, it's entirely okay to seek support. It's a significant step towards healing. And what you might say is, when do I need to seek professional help? I cannot stress enough the importance of seeking help when needed. If you find that your feelings of depression or anxiety are overwhelming and persistent, reaching out to a professional is crucial. Therapy, medication, or a combination of both can offer significant relief. I know it's scary to go into the doctors to speak about how you're feeling, and it can be so daunting walking into your local doctor, but they are professionals. They are there to give you some extra support where they can. Seeking help is a sign of strength, and it can be tremendously empowering to take that step. I know over my time of walking into meetings at Mandown, walking into doctor surgeries to talk to the doctors about my mental health, it's really tough. And I remember going to my first Mandown meeting. It was just after COVID, and I was going to a group in Newquay that was held at a hotel. The parking was about 100 metres, 200 metres up the road. And in that time of walking towards the venue, I turned around 4 times. Why did I turn around? Because I was scared. I was scared what people might think about me when I went into this group and said, "Hi, my name's Dan, and I'm depressed. I'm anxious." Not to mention, I had to walk into the hotel and ask at the reception, "Where am I going?" And I'm so glad that I walked into that door 4 years ago, because it saved my life. Having that group of men around me who supported me, understood what I was going through. No one judged me, and everyone supported me. It's tough, because as men, we're brought up to be the breadwinner, to be the big, strong, tough guy that doesn't cry. You know, it's a tough situation to be in. And when you get to that point where actually you think, "Oh, I can't talk about this, that's not very manly," that's when the problems really start to arise. So this is why I say talking about it is so important, whether it is going to see a professional or whether it is attending an informal talking group or talking to a friend, because it's so important and it can save lives. Just talking about it, having those people around you that are going to listen to you and support you. Because sometimes it's not about what people say back. It's just being heard and knowing that you're not alone. Because actually, that's when we really struggle, is when we feel that we are the only one. We are alone in this time. But you're not alone. And I'm so glad you've joined me for this podcast to actually see that there is a hope at the end of the tunnel. I've been through my battles. I've been there. I've battled my demons. And I'm not perfect, but I'm getting better. There is a light there. I don't think I'll ever be fully healed from my mental health, but I'm doing better, and I've got tools that help me when I do become depressed or anxious. And having ADHD can magnify these conditions. So if you are listening and you have been diagnosed or you think you have some form of neurodivergence, that can make you a lot more susceptible to mental health issues. As a man with ADHD, I find my brain is so much more active than normal people. I am very aware of everything around me, but I also then overthink every situation. My brain doesn't just sit there and go, oh, it's downtime, let's relax. It's overthinking every single decision that I've made throughout that day. And that can amplify my depression and anxiety. And there's no off switch. You just need to learn different coping strategies. So I find listening to audiobooks is a really great one for me, especially at bedtime. I sit there and I put my books on and it takes me away from what my mind's thinking about. So hopefully this podcast can do that for you. Take you out of your mind for 5 minutes so that you're not thinking about everything that you've done today and everything that has gone through that you cannot change. Because that is the crux of it all. We can't change anything that has happened throughout the day. So why do we need to worry? Maybe we just need to carry on and acknowledge what has happened, but try not to worry so much. It's a tough battle to face, living with depression and anxiety. There's no definitive answers. You can listen to all the tips I've given you today, but you might find that it doesn't work for you. And that's okay, because there are plenty of ideas out there that could help you. I've been recommended by people to try journaling my experiences. I really struggle with this and I don't find it helps me, but I know people that it has helped. And I also know people that don't find the endorphins in exercise, but I do. It's all about finding what is right for you. There is, as I mentioned earlier, no one-stop shop for mental health issues. But we can get through it together. Even if it's going and talking to that mate that you know is going to listen to you and not judge you. Or your mum, your dad, sister, brother, someone that you trust. Because that is the main thing, is trusting someone enough to let them in. I have battled some of the worst feelings I didn't ever think I would ever come out of. But it was only by opening up that I realised that it helped so much. So when I was really struggling, on those days when I wished I wasn't here anymore, I didn't want to be around. I reached out to my sister on two occasions, and frankly, she saved my life. Having that person that you can reach out to, knowing that they won't judge you, they won't remind you of it every single time, and just go, it's okay, I'm here for you. It changes everything. And I know there's probably people sat here listening going, oh, I don't have anyone that I can talk to. I don't have any close friends or family that I can share that sort of thing with. I didn't think I had that until I was in a crisis and I just happened to reach out to my sister. And she was there within 5 minutes, 10 minutes. She came straight away. But it's finding those people and it's letting yourself be vulnerable for that moment. And I know that is scary. That is the scariest thing about every message that I sort of say about talking about it, is you're letting yourself be vulnerable, which is scary. It's probably the scariest thing in the world to let yourself be vulnerable and talk about your mental health. But it's the biggest thing that we need to do. and it will help massively. I can't stress this enough, that actually being able to talk about your mental health in a healthy way is so important. I've come a long way in learning that from a 28-year-old who didn't talk about his mental health and was depressed, anxious, and really struggling with postpartum depression, overthinking, and then as well just normal depression and anxiety, to a 33-year-old bloke who can now talk about his mental health on a podcast. I've come a long way, and I want to try and help you to come a long way too. We need to break this stigma. It's so important that we do that, and we can actually help start helping men to feel that they can talk about things. It's safe to talk about things. It's the normal thing to talk about things. But that's going to take time, and it's going to take more than just me opening up about my mental health. It's going to take a lot of us to come out and start talking about it. Men, women, children, we all suffer with our mental health, and we need to start talking about it. That is going to save and help massively. It helps massively now that I think more big names are coming out and talking about mental health in a positive way. Because actually, when big men that come from typical strong manly sports like boxing and rugby come out and start talking about mental health, I think that is really helping turn the tide in this battle, because actually we're realising that it's safe to talk about it. Sportsmen like Tyson Fury and Joe Marler coming out and trying to talk about their mental health and sharing their stories is doing massive, massive things for breaking the stigma, especially around men's mental health and mental health in general. But the thing is that we need to carry on that work. We need to be talking about it. We need to be talking about our mental health. Okay, it's tough. It's not the conversation you want to have, maybe at the pub. But if your friend needs someone at that moment in time, they're going to want to talk. And that might be the time that they talk about it to you. And I think you're going to be that friend to listen. But it can be tough taking on other people's problems as well. And we need to remember to think about ourselves as well, while helping each other. And as we bring this podcast episode to an end, this very first episode of my brand new project, I just want to remind you all, it's okay to talk about it. Let's talk about it. And reach out when you need it. Because you never know who's going to be there to listen. You may think that people won't care or people don't want to hear it. But I can guarantee that most people, good people, would rather listen to your problems than go to your funeral. So please remember that. I also want to say a big thank you for joining me today on the first episode of The Pink Persuader on mental health. Remember, mental health is just as important as our physical health. If you found value in today's episode, then please share it with someone who might benefit it as well. Your support helps to break the stigma surrounding mental health. And don't forget to find me on social media, because this podcast is going to come out once a month. And you might not want to wait that long. So come and find me on TikTok. Come and find The Pink Persuader. And there'll be lots of videos around mental health, something that might make you laugh, and advice like I give in this podcast. So until next time, prioritize your well-being and take care of yourselves and each other. Stay pink, stay positive. And as always, much love and be more kind. From the Pink Persuader.